What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm Warren, and we have episode 7 of X-Men 97. And Marvel Studios, Marvel Animation, they love to keep hitting us with this series with twists. We have a new villain now, Bastion. Plus, with Bastion comes Prime Sentinels. And even on their own, they are a huge threat to the X-Men, Bastion and the Prime Sentinels. But to top it all off, he might actually be building some version of Onslaught, the massive entity created from the consciousness of Professor Xavier and Magneto. And if he's not planning on kind of making one, we still might see Onslaught show up. Plus, I believe we might have a way for Gambit to return without Cable going back in time and erasing everything that just happened. Originally, when we got episode 5 and the attack on Genosha happened and Gambit died, I thought Cable would simply return at an earlier point in time and essentially undo everything that happened. Now, I'm not so sure. Yes, we do have a 3-part finale, and it is definitely possible that they find a way to go back in time and undo everything, but even if they don't, there is still a way for Gambit to return. And it will make sense, because if we're being honest, in Marvel Comics, people return all the time. When people die, they can come back. That's just how it is. But this way actually makes sense with the story. But it looks like the X-Men might have to fight Magneto, Professor X, and possibly Gambit in this 3-part finale, so we're going to break down everything you need to know, breaking down the ending of Episode 7. And if you're new to the channel and you love Marvel and you're following X-Men 97, be sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of the videos. We're also giving away an Xbox Series X and a PS5 to subscribers. More on that at the end of the video. So they actually showed us at the end of episode 6 that Trask was not behind the attack on Genosha. However, they led us to believe that it was actually Sinister who was behind everything, Mr. Sinister. This was a misdirect, and it's essentially a misdirect for the X-Men in the series as well. The first part of the episode is Rogue hunting for Trask, and essentially all of the X-Men are hunting for Trask, till essentially Trask reaches out to them. He tells them to find him in Madripoor and he'll explain everything. Now it's important to note that in this moment, Trask is being genuine. The reason that he is being genuine in this moment is because he believed that he has doomed all of humanity, not just the mutants, but humans as well. That's because he knows who Bastion is, he knows what Bastion has done, he knows what him and Mr. Sinister were up to, and he knows that the Prime Sentinels have been created. And here's the deal, in the comics, eventually the Prime Sentinels go on to not just hunt down and kill mutants, but people as well. And Bastion is a sentinel. I mean, he's way above just a normal sentinel, but he started off as a sentinel. Essentially, therefore, Trask invented him. Therefore, Trask invented Bastion and is responsible himself for the Prime Sentinels. That's why when the X-Men finally get to him in Madripoor, he is quoting Oppenheimer because it's kind of the same mindset here, right? Oppenheimer created the atomic bomb, and originally, of course, he was trying to do that for good, but ultimately realized and had remorse due to the fact that his creation would go on to kill millions. And that is essentially how Trask feels here. He hated the mutants, not humankind. He feared for humankind, that the mutants would destroy them, but now he himself has seemingly destroyed them with his creations turning into Bastion and the Prime Sentinels. Now, Bastion himself, our new villain, is incredibly powerful, and he's not a human. He kind of is part human, but also kind of not really. Bastion is the combination of Nimrod and Mastermold. Nimrod was a very advanced, very intelligent sentinel who had the ability to shapeshift. Originally, he was a mutant hunting sentinel from an alternate future, and he was actually created by sentinels. Now, in the X-Men's timeline, his original prime objective was to kill all mutants, although he would eventually decide that only killing mutants who were fugitives of the government, like the X-Men, would do, and that he didn't need to kill them all. Then ultimately, he would come in contact with a part of Mastermold, and then their programming essentially started to work together, and ultimately, eventually, Nimrod ended up being kind of good, even coming to the X-Men's aid claiming that he had evolved and no longer views the mutants as evil. Unfortunately, this doesn't last. To fulfill its programming for its prime directive to exterminate mutants, Nimrod has to self-destruct, and the remains of both Nimrod and Mastermold go through what is called the Siege Perilous, which is a mystical gateway that basically causes everybody that goes through it to be reborn. So Nimrod and Mastermold go through it, and they reemerge as one person, Bastion. However, Bastion has no memory of what happened before. But eventually, eventually, Bastion gets involved with some anti-mutant groups, and ultimately, his memory kind of comes back as to why he hates mutants, and basically becomes the person who is trying to get rid of every single mutant out there. And he goes on to form OZT, Operation Zero Tolerance, which we see in this episode. Now, the reason that Bastion is so incredibly powerful is, one, he has all of the abilities basically of Superman. He can fly, superhuman strength, speed, agility, and he is resistant to telepathic and psychic abilities. Therefore, Jean can't read his mind. And this is actually something that he gave to Gyrich. When Rogue is trying to infiltrate his mind, he says, "Don't even worry about Jean Grey. She's not going to be able to infiltrate my mind." Basically stating, "Hey, I got a little upgrade from the boss," but ultimately Rogue's powers are not telepathic. So Bastion is Nimrod and Mastermold combined. He's not a human. He's essentially a humanoid, but is a very, very powerful Sentinel. And as we've seen in this, the Prime Sentinels are no joke either. And in the comics, the Prime Sentinels are made out of humans. So he turns humans into Sentinels. And he did that to Trask. And as we saw, Trask pretty much took on all of the X-Men. Didn't really seem to be that much of a problem. Also, Bastion has the ability to control technology around him and machines, since he is technically technology and machine. So he can control all of the Prime Sentinels. Now, it's unclear right now of what ability the Prime Sentinels will have in X-Men 97, but they're all essentially incredibly powerful. They have a vast amount of different abilities, and some of them can even dampen or cancel the abilities of mutants around them. And they are incredibly adaptive. Now, ultimately, the X-Men did not defeat the Prime Sentinel Trask, but Cable came from the future and he defeated them. That's because he is already fighting them in the future. He failed to stop the attack on Genosha, so in the future where he is from, he is currently fighting the Prime Sentinels because that is what the future has become. He's now come back in time again to try to defeat Bastion so the future can be changed. And it's a really, really cool moment because in X-Men, the animated series, Cable popped up frequently. And at no point in time was it ever really even hinted at that Scott could be his father and Jean could be his mother. But here's the thing, Jean is not his mother. That's why in this episode, we get this really, really cool scene where he shows up and Jean is reading his mind. And in his mind, he's like, "Get out. You're not her. You are not my mom. My mom is Madeline. Yes, Madeline might be a clone of you. However, she birthed me." And then in this moment, Scott, Cyclops, for the very first time realizes that Cable, who he has interacted with plenty of times before, is actually his son, Nathan, that he had to send to the future to save. So Cable is going to be a big, big aid to the X-Men in taking on Bastion. And that's good because it looks like Bastion has quite a few plans up his sleeves. At the very end, we saw that he has captured Magneto. He has a collar around him to negate his powers, and he was shaving his face, and one might wonder, why is he doing this? Myself included. But then I thought about it, and I believe that he is about to turn him into a Prime Sentinel. And essentially, he wants him to look his best because he is about to send him against his very own X-Men. Now, I also mentioned Onslaught in the beginning. That is because it's very clear here that Bastion has been monitoring Professor X. And you can notice in these scenes here where all of the monitors are shown, he is hardwired. There's a connection in the back of his head to everything. He can see everything all at once. So he's been monitoring Professor X, and he knows that he's going to be coming back. He definitely wants to make him a Prime Sentinel as well, so the X-Men can fight their two leaders. Now, since essentially he can turn living humans into Sentinels, he could possibly merge them together. And that is one way we could possibly get sort of a variant style Onslaught here. However, we could get a traditional Onslaught. When Professor X comes back to Earth, he could be captured, and Magneto and Professor X might be the ones responsible for hurting, possibly killing some X-Men. And since Onslaught is essentially created out of the anger and grief and lust for vengeance in both Professor Xavier and Magneto's mind, that can all happen if they are watching their X-Men get defeated. In fact, that might be one of the only ways that they could end up stopping Bastion. But either way, no matter what happens, it does look like the X-Men are indeed going to have to fight Magneto, who is going to be turned into a Prime Sentinel. Now, at the same time, like I mentioned, they could also be fighting Gambit, because Bastion has the ability to essentially bring people back to life. And since he is a pretty diabolical person, he could go fish out Gambit out of his grave and turn him into a Prime Sentinel, essentially bringing him back to life. But here's the deal. When Trask was fighting the X-Men, Jean said something that I believe is crucial. She said that she could still sense Trask's mind trained inside, meaning that although he is a sentinel, he is still part human. And this is kind of what happened when Gambit became a horseman. Eventually, his feelings for Rogue were still inside, and that kind of knocked him out of it. I believe the same thing could happen here. He could be brought back as a Prime Sentinel, but since they very clearly made it a point to say that Trask's mind was still in there and Jean could sense it, I believe that this could be the key to bringing somebody back, specifically Gambit. This could be how Gambit returns if Cable isn't able to essentially reverse everything that happened by going back in time. But this is just my theory. Go ahead and let me know what you think about it in the comments down below. And of course, let me know what you thought about X-Men 97 Episode 7. Please don't forget to like the video and subscribe so you can stay up to date on all the latest X-Men 97 episodes and of course with the Marvel news. And if you subscribe and leave a comment, you're entered in our giveaway for a chance to win an Xbox Series X or a PS5. We pick one winner at the end of each month and the winner picks one item. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, and Twitter. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.